And that leads us perfectly, thank you, Rowena, into the commissioning of Lady into becoming an author, speaker, and coach. And Chris Bywater, I'll take the stage.
I put a lot of thinking into tonight, Lady, and I often write things down, but because it's a creative night, I've decided to just rely on a creative flow. But I did do this research, and I'm just wondering whether there is a plan to follow Unfrozen with the next Disney classic, which is Jungle Book, because I can think of a lot of applications for Jungle Book, having been a pastor of a church. And we're excited for you tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, you are all writers. Seriously, you are all writers. Some of you have been adding to the script tonight. Certainly you have done today. And you have done, in actual fact, every day of your life. And every breath that you take, and every moment that you're awake, as the song says, and probably even when you're not awake, you are adding to the script, because you are all writers. And I know that you're writers because I read you. People read us. People read by the expressions on our face. People read by the actions. They call it body language. People read by our actions, and probably more so by our reactions. And people are reading a script of our lives because we are all writers. And we are writing on the tablet of life a story. And I wonder what your story is. But I can tell you this, your story is unique. Because again, in the words of the song, there is none like you. I know the song was meant to be for God, but there's none like him, but there's none like you also. When I was in Malta a number of years ago, I was speaking at a Catholic charismatic conference with 6,000 Catholics, including 600 nuns, all dressed in their habits. And I actually started my session by saying, I can now sing my favorite song, There's a Nun Like You. I survived and carried on to speak. But you're all writers. Every one of you are writing. And I don't know about you, but I want the story of my life to be readable. I want it to be accessible. I want it to be understandable. I want it to have pictures in it. I want it to have color. I want it to be creative and dynamic. I want it to have the outworking of the stress and the tension of the plot to bring solutions. And that's what I want for my life. We are all writers. Few actually put their lives above the parapet to be those who put things down on paper. I think it was true that was said tonight, within every one of us there is perhaps a desire to write a book. Somebody once said, within everybody there's a book. But how many of you know not everyone writes it? And that may be one of the regrets that people end up at the end of their life with, if only I had written that book. But the truth is tonight, Lady Ady decided not to live with a regret. She decided not to live with the if only. I can only imagine, which is the title of another song, but I can only imagine the tension and the stress she felt when presented on that first day with an empty page. Actually, I can imagine because I've been there many times with a song that I know I've had to write. And words that are somewhere deep down on the inside that you think, how am I going to cause what I'm feeling to actually be outworked on the page? But lady, we commend you tonight for the courage of actually stepping above the normality line and actually not thinking that there's a book inside of you, but actually of producing the book that's inside of you. And the courage not only of starting it, but the courage of finishing it. Because again, how many of you know starting things is actually quite easy? But to actually go through the difficult moments, days, weeks, months, but especially night times, of saying, is it worth it? And I can only imagine the tears of saying, what have I started? Should I have started? But you did, and you pressed on, and you broke through the tape. You broke through your finishing line, and you've done well. And we're very, very proud of you. I wrote a song some years ago. Some of you will know the words. But I've commissioned many, many, many songwriters around the world. And I've commissioned many, many worship leaders. I think tonight is the first time I've commissioned an author. But I think the principles are probably still the same. And I want to use the words of my song, if I may. Because what I want you to take away from tonight is not only the congratulations and the commendations and the affirmations, all very important words for you. Tonight, I want you to gather all those in a bouquet and receive them with our love. But actually, on the depth of your inside, to be already looking what's next. Whether it's Jungle Book or not. What's next? What's the next step? What's the next barrier to break through? What is the next finishing line for you on this journey that you've now started? And the thing I've said to songwriters and I've said to worship leaders, it's a very simple thing. Always write and lead out of what you've seen and heard. That's how the Gospels are written. Such as we have seen and such as we have heard. Because the opposite to that is fiction. The opposite to that is something that's made up. The opposite to that is fantasy. But in the words of Max Boyce, when you've seen it, you can say, I was there when it happened. And write out of what you have seen and what you've heard. And it might not be what you've seen and heard in conferences or in meetings, although that will actually add to it, because what I've said to songwriters around the world is, write the songs that the pastors are preaching. Write the songs that the prophets are prophesying. Write the songs that the teachers are teaching. Write the songs that the intercessors are praying. Listen to them, because in their terminologies are songs. And you can put them into music. But I say to you as a writer, listen. Because in the listening, you're going to catch the direction, the drift, the breezing of the Spirit of God, because he will blow where he wills. And you can catch it. And you say, I'll have that. Somebody said to me once, how many songs have you written? I said, I don't know, but I think I caught most of them. I'm not sure I wrote most of them. I think I just caught them. In other words, as a good cricketer, you're in a good position to catch. And I think in my life, I was in a good position to catch what heaven was sending out. And I want to say that to you as a picture tonight. In your writing, write what you have seen and what you've heard by the Spirit. And the words of my song, which has actually been taken up by the ministry of Joni Erickson Tada, who is a great author in her own right. But these are the words that she's now taken into her ministry. Make me, Lord, a dreamer for your kingdom. Plant in my heart heavenly desires. Grant faith that can say impossibilities shall be. And vision, lest a world should perish not knowing thee. Make me, Lord, a dreamer for your kingdom. I would aspire to greater goals in God. So, cause faith to rise, to motivate each word and deed. A faith that's well convinced that Jesus meets every need. So make me, Lord, a dreamer for your kingdom. Dreams that will change a world that's lost its way. May dreams that first found their birth in your omnipotence come alive in me, becoming reality. And I would tonight give you the words of that song as part of your commissioning. To write as one who dares to dream. And in your dreaming, daring to write it down. And in your writing it down, daring to be misunderstood. And in daring to be misunderstood, to break through the sound barrier of expectations and become a pioneer in your own right. And that's my desire for you tonight in this commissioning. And it will be my privilege to pray for you and ask God to encourage you, help you to live in courage, but help you to also draw from that creative inspiration and to know that you have been created in the image of a creator. And in closing, quite simply, I know this lady is very creative. I had the privilege of seeing her bathroom. Anyone that has seen her bathrooms know that this lady is on another level of creativity. That's a little side. And I encourage you to carry on. But lady, would you come and stand here? And ladies and gentlemen, I invite you to stand just for a moment. And I'm going to ask Dennis if you'll come and stand alongside you, please, and your daughters. Because as I was thinking and praying about this tonight, come on, that's good. You see, I know there's a price to pay. There is a price to pay. And it's often a price that is on the family. And I know that. Because when one of you steps out, you all step out. Because that's the kind of family you are. It's the kind of family that my family is. You're in this together. And you have done your mum proud tonight, both of you. So thank you for doing that. The way you support Dennis is absolutely legendary. And you're such a blessing in that. But as a family, I just want to simply say the blessing of may the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you. Because the blessing of God includes a sense of his inheritance. And you understand this, that the inheritance of God is very, very rich. It's very, very full. And it's very, very complete. It's the inheritance that comes from El Shaddai, one of the names of God. And that means I am the God who is all sufficient. And so I've got a question to ask you tonight as you step out. Is all sufficient enough for you? I think it is. All sufficient is actually more than enough for you. And so let's close our eyes and let's join in blessing and prayer. And Lady, in the name of Jesus, setting aside to continue the journey, because there's more. There's more in you, there's more to come from you. But it comes at a price. And the price is there's more to listen for. And there's more to see. There's more of the positioning of your heart and your life to hear and to see and receive from God. But God will give you the grace for that. And God will position you as you desire before him holy desires. One of the songs I was going to sing tonight is "This is my desire to honor you." And I know that is your desire. So the Lord bless you and release you and keep you. Keep you hidden in the hollow of his hand. Protect you. Protect you from the abuse of others, the misuse of others, to protect you from misguided flattery, but to lead you into a place of knowing that the smile of heaven is actually the only commendation you really need. If heaven smiles, that's enough. And so God bless you and keep you. Make his face shine on you. Be always gracious unto you and keep you in perfect peace. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Let's applaud and thank God.